Thank you for calling Egomaz. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
First of all, I just want to make sure, are you a supervisor?
Yes, sir. How can I help
okay.
you?
I've got three orders that I've placed, two of which have been almost a month since I placed them. And then I got notification that they had shipped, and I'm using air quotes. And then I get notification that I have a expected shipping, you know, or delivery date. And then that date came and went, and then it went back to saying they've been shipped again. Whatever the case, when I call Egomaz, I getting told, well, it's with our shipping partner, which is Pitney Bowes. And, you know, so it's on them. Okay, well, but you're Pitney Bowes' customer, and Pitney Bowes apparently isn't very good at what they're doing because Egomaz, when I call you guys, you try telling me that, well, the post office has delays. But the problem with that is that the post office hasn't even received my order. I've talked to the post office three times. They say that they have a tracking number just like I have, but nobody's given them my order to ship. So it's not the post office's fault.
Okay,
and
I
just don't understand why you guys don't seem to care about getting Pitney Bowes to do what you pay them to do.
Okay, let me check your order, sir. Can you just confirm for me your phone name and your address?
Sure. Thomas Bannock, 201 Elton Drive, Muskogee, Oklahoma, 74403. Sorry, I'm upset.
That's okay, sir. I'm sorry for the situation. Let me just check.
I know, and I should tell you, I know it's not your fault, but there's something seriously going wrong here.
Okay. Let me just check. This order, it is with USS Enterprise, NCC 7001A, the oversize, that is the Defiant. Let me see the other, the Runabout XL Edition. It is this order, correct?
Yeah. There's nine of them, yes.
Okay.
There's four and two different orders. There's four in each order, and then there's one in the third order.
Okay. Just one second. Yeah, the last update is from February 18. Okay,
okay.
Just one second, please. Just one more sec. I'm trying to check to see if we have more details about this order.
Okay, when you say this order, there's three of them.
That's okay. I'm checking one first because it's separating the system. So I have to open one to be able to open the other, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me open the other order just one more second. Yeah, I'm seeing the other. The last update was February 11. And let me check the last one. Okay, one of them that is the order with the Deep Space. Let me see the whole name. Deep Space 9XL Edition. This one is showing the estimated date. That is this Saturday, February the 27th.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
It is the
I
only
don't. I
one that
don't.
have a date.
Okay, that's the last order I placed, and that date means nothing to me because I've had that date on the other two orders before, and then that date came and went, and nothing happened. And if you look, so you saw when these, all the last updates on these orders were. Well, where are all the orders right now? None of them have been given to the post office. They can't get here. They just simply cannot grow legs and get here if they're not given to the post office for them to ship to me. None of these orders have been given to the post office.
Yes, sir. Yes, unfortunately, showing that it's still with the carrier. So I'm checking to see if we can request a reshipment because
Okay,
it's taking too
I'm
long.
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to ask questions because I'll forget. If you say they're with the carrier, are you who you who is the carrier?
It's a partner shipper. So when you say
Okay.
Disney Bowls, it is other company that takes the order from the Eagle Moss and take to the USPS. But it's showing that yes, the order is still now with the post office.
No, that's not true. No, that's not what it shows.
Yeah, it
Look
shows that it
again.
is not with the post office. What I say, it is not. I didn't say that it is with the post office. I say that it is not with the post office.
Okay, and now you're about. I heard you. You said you're about to, to see whether you could get this expedited, but I've already done that.
No, I say that I'm going to try to see if we can reship the order, sir, to restart the reshipment again because there is no updates. Just one second.
So now I gotta wait another month?
For the reship, unfortunately, it is going to start the process again if we don't have updates from
Okay,
this shipment.
I asked for this before, and I'm really, really gonna have to insist on it now. This has to happen faster than that. I mean, this is $600 worth of merchandise to me. I am not okay with paying someone $600 and then have it sit there for a month just so you can start over. I
I
mean, this
understand.
isn't one order. This isn't two orders. This is three different orders that have been screwed up. So, if this is what we're going to do, then it needs to be shipped by UPS. And don't tell me you can't do it. I know you can. You just don't want to. But this is not okay. I mean, I'm about ready to contact the State Attorney General's office at the Better Business Bureau and start making some serious complaints about this because, from my eyes, this is theft. You guys have taken my money and you've supplied nothing in return. So please, as you get ready to do your thing, please keep that in mind. I am not okay waiting another month for my orders.
I understand, sir, what you are saying. What I am telling you that it can be done in this situation because we don't have details, unfortunately, more details about the carrier. We know they're experiencing delays. That is not in our control, unfortunately. So what we can do, because there's no updates for more than 2 weeks, would be to request a reshipment for the items to be reshipped to you again.
And what? Oh my God! I'm sorry. I am so upset right now. I don't even know how to ask questions. What guarantee do I have that it's going to work any better the third time? Because we've already been through this.
Because, sir, it doesn't mean that you're not going to receive the package. Of course, it is having a delay. I understand that you're waiting for so long, but the item is there. So if you prefer, because we unfortunately still have to wait for them to take to the office and after to the post office to deliver, what you can do is to start the process again to reship the items for you to see if it is
You're
going to
not
be fast.
not understanding me. You're not understanding me. I'm sorry. I don't let me. Eagle Moss pays Pitney Bowes to ship your orders for you. If Pitney Bowes is not doing what they've been paid by you to do, I don't understand why you guys aren't more upset about that. You're just like, okay, well, we'll have them ship it again. Well, if they don't seem to be able to ship anything, what good is that doing me? I mean, what guarantee do you have that my, I'm not going to wind up a month from now doing the same thing, calling you again, pissed off because my order has still not been shipped?
We are aware of the problem, sir, and we can escalate the matter about the situation with the courier. We know that this problem is happening. The information that I give to you, it is what we have that it can be done right now about the order. Okay.
Okay.
Of course, it is not the ideal that is taking so long, but I think there are things, unfortunately, that is out of control that is related to the carrier. Like I say, I can escalate the matter so they can check. But what I can do right now for you would be to reship the items.
Okay, now when you say you're going to expedite it,
No,
what
I
does
mean
that mean?
escalate. Escalate so I can send the information about your order so they can check to see if they have more details. Okay,
No,
but like I say,
wait.
we
You're,
are aware that the problem.
I don't want you saying things that this is going right past it because that you just said doesn't make any sense. When you escalate, what you're saying is you're going to inquire about it, and escalate means you're going to make them do it faster. That's what the word escalate means.
No, it means that I can send the information so they can review to see if they have more details why it's taking so long.
Okay, then don't use the word escalate because that's not escalating. That's not escalating anything. That's starting over. And since I've already done this once before, what guarantee do I have? I'm going to get off the phone with you, and you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And I'm going to sit here and wait for 3 weeks to find out and get an update. That's only to find out that nothing's happened again. So, are you going to call me back and tell me, okay, this is what I found out? This is when your order is going to get shipped. Are you going to follow up with me at all? Or am I just going to have to sit there and wait by my mailbox and wonder whether my order is going to show up ever?
Okay, I can check with your back if you receive any different response, or like I say, what it can be done in this moment, it will be to request a reshipment of the item.
Right, and I just asked you a question you didn't answer. Are you going to contact me after you've done that and
Is
tell
what
me
I
what you
say,
found
sir.
out?
I can check if you receive any response. I can call you back. It is not a problem. I respond to you that.
Okay, and when will that happen? I have to ask that because so far nothing's happened when I've been asked and when it's been told I mean it's going to happen.
I don't have an estimated date for that, sir. I can check to see if we'll get any response, and once we get a response, I can return to you. But I don't have a date when I'm going to get the response. I cannot promise you something that I don't have in the moment.
Okay, then tell me this. If you were me, how long are you going to wait this time before you should before you're going to call back again and find out what the hell's going on? Are you should I wait a couple days? Should I wait till the end of the week? What how long should I wait?
Okay, you should wait at least, sir, until the end of the week. Like I say, still, the item can be delivered without the tracking be updated. We are having cases like that we don't see any updates, and still the package is delivery. So unfortunately, we
Okay.
are having a different situation with the deliveries, with the problems with the delivery. But if you want it, if you agree with that, I can request a reshipment.
I agree with that, and fine, I will give it to the end of the week. Well, I will wait until Monday before I call, being pissed off again, to finding out what the hell is going on. So
okay,
I cannot stress enough how not okay this is.
I understand, sir. I understand completely what you're saying. So what I'm going to do is to request the reshipment of the items and forward for more details and return to you once I have more information.
And when you say the items, you're talking about all three orders, right?
Yeah, the one order, the last one, is showing that is already showing estimated delivery that is start today.
Okay.
So this reship.
Wait a second. You showing an estimated delivery date of the 27th. I know that already. But if you also look at that order, that can't possibly be true because the post office doesn't have the order.
Like
how
I say,
can they
sir,
ship it? How can they get it to me by the 27th if they don't even have it?
Like I say, sir, we are seeing cases that there's no update in the tracker and the package is delivered. So because it's showing to us that estimated deliver date is Saturday, for this specific order, we have to wait until Saturday to see what is happening. For the order orders, there is no updates, I can request the reshipment.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is you're gonna request a reshipment on the other two orders then.
Yes, is what I say.
Eight total items. Okay, but I just need you to understand that I've had a shipping delivery date on those orders already before, and that delivery date went, came and went, and nothing happened, and that's where we are now.
Yes, if it happens with the order, we can process after that. Like in this moment, I have to wait until the start of the game and to see if the item is going to be delivered or not.
Fair enough. I just really hope you guys can actually get your stuff together and get orders shipped this time. Because I'm telling you, this is unreal. I never experienced anything like this.
Okay, sir. Like I say, what it can be done in the moment, unfortunately, is the reshipment over the two orders. And I can return to you once I have more details.
Please, I would very much appreciate a phone call. And by the way, while I have you on the phone, I've been sending emails about this, and my emails used to get answered. Now, your customer service department doesn't even bother to answer my emails anymore.
Okay, I can check. When did you send the email to us?
I don't have a date right in front of me. I mean, you should be able to figure that out. I mean, I've sent several, and I don't even get a response anymore.
Okay, I can check.
It's like, it feels like Eagle Moss doesn't even care. I don't know. Maybe I actually can't give you that. If you want to get the order shipped, I'll look for that real quick.
Okay, sir. I'm doing that right now. There's anything else in the moment that I can do for you?
Yes. You can find out why they're not answering my emails.
I'm going to do, like I say, sir, I'm going to check the information and I return to you once I have a response.
Are you saying you're going to hang up and get back to me?
Yeah, sir. Like I say, what I can do to check more details.
Okay, but I'm talking about a different issue now.
About the email. Yes, sir. Yes, I can.
The 17th.
There's a specific customer service. They handle just the emails from the Eagle Mall, so I have to check what is the problem. If the email was received and what it was, there is no answer from you.
Okay, well, I mean, we're talking about three different emails on the 16th and 17th, and none of them got answered. So, I just hope you could put yourself in the customer's point of view. And, I mean, you can't answer emails, you can't ship shipments, you can't answer questions. It's really quite bothersome. I mean, I don't know about you, but $600 is a lot of money to me.
It is, sir.
So you're going to call me back when you know more. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. No offense, but I'm really skeptical about that. But I hope you'll surprise me. because that would be a level of customer service that I have not seen from EagleBots yet. So I really hope you do that. That would be great. So, okay, great. Well, I guess I'll wait to see when my order ships again.
Okay, sir. I understand. Like I say, I completely understand your point of view and the situation. Of course, I have a limited information in this moment, so that's why I'm saying to you that I'm going to return once I receive more details about everything that happened.
I'll wait for your call, but in the meantime, I hope you can get that ship. You know, that today would be really good because I think I've been waiting long enough.
The request of the reshipment is already made.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they're going to get a ship today. So, is that your expectation? Is that it'll be get shipped today?
No, unfortunately, it's not how it works. So, once the request, the reshipment request is made, so it goes to the warehouse. Usually, the reshipments are sent every Tuesday and Fridays. So, it has to be processed yet.
Okay, well, you do realize when you say this is not how it works, it doesn't work at all because nothing's getting done. So, and I imagine I'm probably not the only pissed off customer you're going to hear from today. So, all right. Well, please call me when you know more and we'll go from there.
Okay, sir. Not a problem.
I hope not. All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Gomaz. Have a good day.